Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. McNair reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Mills picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mills. Larry goes all the way around to score. Weatherly moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salter strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder takes first base on ball four. Hale scores. Sullivan moves to third. Hughes moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball four. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-1 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gafka. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Ted Olson now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harder bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McNair covering, for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0-for-1 in the game. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mills. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky scores. One out. It's 9-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Hale steals second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hughes is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 2 in the game. Gafka hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olson strikes out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berg scores. Mills moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harder bunts towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. Two outs. Archie McCain now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0-for-3 in the game. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mills who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mills. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 10-6, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soltis bunts between the mound and first base. McCain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soltis for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hale is walked intentionally. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Trosky. Hale moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gafka. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.